It's the Next Level Contractor Podcast.
Yeah, I'm talking about Mountain Dews, baby.
Make your small business, trade, or construction company more profitable with better leads and better systems.
Eat bread and desserts and just get all fat and sassy.
We're going to share those here with 30 minutes or less. No bullshit. Every Monday, 7 a.m. Wake up for it.
We'll do it live! Do it live! I'll write it and we'll do it live!
So, this first episode is going to be about why prioritizing profit is important for your business's health. I don't think most companies, most small businesses, think of profit as extremely necessary for a healthy business. And that is an issue. It's an issue because companies that don't have profit are probably not well suited to withstand the ups and downs of a difficult economy or a difficult couple months. I'm not telling you you need to have 6 or 12 months in the bank right now, but I am telling you creating systems and habits for profitability can be one of the best things that your business has ever done. It sounds weird because sometimes I think as small business owners, we think to ourselves, operating expenses, if I just keep pushing money back into my operating expenses, then I am doing the right moral and ethical thing for my company because I'm giving it all back. I'm making $40,000 a year and I'm giving it all back. But that's actually the wrong way to be thinking, because if you were ever to try to replace yourself, then it would be very difficult to replace yourself for $40,000. Nay, I'd say it's probably impossible. You probably work hard, eh? Yeah, that's part of what you're getting paid for, and that's part of what you would have to replace if you brought somebody else in. And so I'm sharing the tactics from a book called Profit First by an author, Mike Michalowicz, today. And I'm going to go through the finer points of it so that even if you just listen to this podcast, you could carry it out. It's one of the most powerful books on small business I've read in the past 3 years. And yes, if you're in the position to need this book and need the contents of this book, I don't want you to be limited to only if you have time to read it. I want you to get this stuff now. Now, it would be really good for you to read it. So shout out to Mike Michalowicz. Definitely go buy his book on Amazon. But I'm going to give you the basics of it because I've studied it. I've been talking about it with contractors and people that I'm associated with and that are clients of ours. And I want you to get the basics of this if you can. So the first step towards the Profit First system is to come up with what you're doing currently for percentages. So if you've got, let's say, 80% operating expenses, to actually write that down, to actually get that, what that average is for the past 3 months, 6 months, 12 months, whatever you've got, and figure out what you've been spending. The whole point of this thing, the whole point of this system is to understand where your money is going, understand the health of your business, and then to slowly move it in the direction of healthy and profitable. And like I said, it's not unethical. It's very smart and very ethical and very responsible for your business to have profit. And I'm not saying this to shame people or make them feel bad. I just found this book super, super useful. And in our business, I am doing this now. Now, I feel like our profit is probably not considered super healthy by Mike Michalowicz. So I'm not saying that I've got this down, but I am slowly moving it in percentage points in the direction of a healthy business. And I believe that, you know, I'm called to serve small businesses, contractors, construction companies, and our business is helping a lot of them, a lot of very quality contractors get more business, get more of the leads that they deserve. And so I'm going to talk through this for the under 1 million crowd, the 2 million, 3 million, 4 million crowd. I'm going to kind of give you some of these breakdowns that Mike Michalowicz shares are healthy. And the first breakdown, the under 1 million, he talks about it being healthy to have a profit margin of 20 and to try to move it up. And owners draw 20, which to me is challenging. Both owners draw and profit of 20. That sounds insane to me. So I find it's useful to figure out where you're at and to slowly move it in percentage points in the direction of these things, not to just, well, he definitely suggests don't just switch it right now. Don't just go out and figure out, hey, I've had a 13% profit margin and now I'm going to switch it to 20 overnight. No, you want to keep it real slow and steady. Maybe every quarter, maybe every half year, move it in percentage points in the right direction. So once you come up with what you're doing currently, he suggests that you make separate accounts in your bank. So this part was interesting to me because I like books where it gets down to the nuts and bolts and there's very specific nuts and bolts. I hate books where you read it and it gives you a bunch of fluff and then you're like motivated for a second, maybe, maybe not, but you're motivated for a bit and then you just don't use it anymore. Because I hate books like that because they are extremely just surface level and I don't want to sit there consuming all of that. But this book gets into the specifics and it talks about how to name your bank accounts. So he suggests doing this in a separate bank so that you don't get tempted. But I suggest at least doing this, which is you have separate accounts, one for operating expense, one for profit, one for owner's draw, and one for taxes, depending on how you do that. And then your main account, which is your income account. So that's five total accounts. So once you have these accounts in your bank, then you're supposed to name it with, you know, a quick version of the name. So like OpEx, and then the percentage that you're currently allocating each time you do an allocation. So for instance, OpEx might be 65% or something like that. And then, you know, profit, whatever, you've got your different percentages, and then your TAP or your target allocated percentage right next to it. So you know what you're shooting towards, but then each 2 weeks you make an allocation from the income account and into the other accounts, just dispersing directly as the percentages suggest in the names. So the smart you can make it easier for the dumb you when you're tired or you're not thinking straight. So it's twice a month, and it makes it super easy to do those allocations. Why do you want to do this? It's basically so that it's kind of that grandma envelope method, but for a business. His whole point is that it's very easy to come up with this high and mighty idea that you want to make sure you're prioritizing profit, but it's very hard in practice. So his whole point is to make it as easy as possible for you to do this on a regular basis and to make it part of your habits. So everything is easier when you've got a small habit related to the thing that you're trying to accomplish. Talk with our employees about you have to make learning a habit. And, well, you also have to become self-motivated when you're learning. But to me, 15 minutes a day is enough to get a habit kind of in place, at least the nucleus, the core of a habit, and then to build it from there. So this makes taking profit a habit. And his suggestions are, you know, 20% profit, 20% owner's draw, 40%. Sorry, I'm trying to make sure I get to 100 here. 40% operating expense and 20% taxes. Now, the way I've got it set up, our bookkeeper pulls out taxes out of our payroll. So to me, that makes it super easy. And they kind of, you know, based on our projections for the year, they automatically pull out taxes so that we don't have that giant chunk at the end of the year, because that's literally the worst. I'll just commiserate with people right now. Like, that is the worst. Like, when we've had the worst bookkeepers in the world, and they'd say, you know, they say it's 30K of taxes you got left, and then they're like, oh yeah, and another 20. And you're like, wait, what? No, that hurts. So cash flow is important. Cash flow is important. And if you're taking profit on a regular basis, maybe even beyond what you feel comfortable, then you'll be able to play your own bank later on, right? That's his suggestion. He also talks about when you take profit, when you force it, you just force it up a percentage or a couple percentages every 3 months or 6 months, you push profit up, you get used to it. He talks about your business as being a pretty, you know, its appetite grows as you feed it more. So if you keep on feeding your operating expenses, if you keep on hiring, if you keep on adding new tools and things that maybe you didn't absolutely need, your business will take it. It feels good. It feels good to spend money. And I've experienced that. It feels really good to spend money on your business. It also fills in gaps when you're not doing things in a healthy way. So it allows you to feel like you're healthy because you're spending money on stuff, but you're not necessarily healthy. So, you know, he talks about it with the analogy of a tube of toothpaste. If you had a tiny travel-sized tube of toothpaste, you could make that thing last for a month. If you had to, right? Because you just take a little bit onto the toothbrush. And then if you had a whole giant family size of toothpaste, sometimes that goes away in about the same amount of time. It goes away quickly. It goes away much more quickly than it absolutely needs to because, you know, there's tons of it. Why not spend it? So this allows you to put it in separate accounts, put that profit in a separate account. The book is called Profit First. I actually like to put the profit in the account first. So even when I'm doing my allocations and I'm putting 20%, or for me, it's not that much, but 10% here, 10% there, whatever, and into the separate accounts, I'm actually doing profit first just because I feel like I'm buy in. When I learn a new technique for business and I trust the person, trust the organization because they've demonstrated it. And in this book, he'll go into more of his trust factors of his experience and his story about why to do this and how he's been able to grow companies this way and why it's good. So definitely suggest that. I think it might help you trust this idea more. But when I trust somebody, when I understand the value of something, I buy in totally. I drink the Kool-Aid. I go, you know, balls to the wall. I go crazy on it because ultimately I think you get much better results when you buy in totally on something. So anyways, I've drank the Kool-Aid on this. I think it's super useful for contractors, small businesses alike. I think you should check it out. Check out the book. And honestly, this is my first episode of this new format, and I'm super appreciative that you joined me. It's the Next Level Contractor Podcast. We're talking no bullshit. 30 minutes or less. This one was way shorter than 30 minutes, but I got through all the stuff. Every Monday at 7 a.m., make your small business, trade, or construction company more profitable with better leads and better systems. This is your host, Tim Brown. Our company is Hook Agency, hookagency.com, at Hook Agency on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, all of the above, and join me next week. All right, bye, guys.